Hey, Matt Rothschild here, subbing in for Maggie Dawn on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network all across the state of Wisconsin. You can join the conversation, 855-752-4842. I'm joined by my guest host, Angela Lang. She's with me whenever I sub in here, if she's free, and she was kind enough to join today. And we're also joined by Rep. Francesca Hong. No, I can't resist Rep. Hong because, you know, I used to coach soccer. I played tennis. I hate unforced errors in tennis. I used to play basketball. I hate unforced errors in basketball. So I got to ask you what the unforced errors were.
I think there was a missed opportunity to engage the multiple coalitions, the Asian American caucuses or coalitions, the Black coalitions, the Latino coalition, and work towards building solidarity for those three by resourcing them more. I think I heard later on that folks were getting literature or resources that weren't in different languages till later, or till it was too late. I think, you know, there was an opportunity to show that Democrats are fighting for us, that Democrats are one of us. And one of the issues that we constantly run into that I even find myself doing is that we lecture and shame before we actively listen and affirm. And when people are in pain, whether it's not, you know, with rising costs and mental health issues and, you know, folks are struggling, it's hard for them to hear from someone who is doing really well that they're going to make their lives better. And we didn't really articulate the policies clearly. I think we should have been talking about transformative policies, about healthcare, about student loan debt, about housing. And instead, we were parading around war criminals or daughters of war criminals and talking about becoming a bigger tent by going further right. And last I checked, folks who were Republicans oftentimes still vote Republican. And I think centering them as opposed to the folks who could tell us, you know, what is it about your economy? I want to know about your economy. You know, this isn't a conversation about the economy. What is your economy right now? And having trusted messengers to actually carry that and bring that back to a party. I wish we had done a lot more. I think we still are the party of working families, but we have a lot more to do in terms of making sure that we are each tailoring that message to the diverse group of working families that is who makes this country work.
You know, I want to pick up on two points you made there, Representative Francesca Hong. The first one is Liz Cheney. My son, my eldest son, kept telling me this is a mistake. You know, going to Liz Cheney and invoking Dick Cheney is not going to help you turn out the vote. It's not going to help you turn out the vote in the Democratic and progressive base. That's for damn sure. And how many, you know, Republicans are going to come around who haven't already come around when they watch Liz Cheney, you know, run the hearings and say what a threat that Donald Trump was back then, that you already got those folks and she's not going to get you many more.
Who wasn't even liked by Republicans.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I thought, you know, I thought, well, maybe it's going to work. I mean, that's a strategy. I don't know if there's data behind the strategy, but it turned out it didn't work. And the other thing that you said that I think was so important, Representative Hong, is, you know, what economy are we talking about? I mean, when, you know, Biden talks about how great the economy is, and when Biden used the term Bidenomics, and they had Kamala Harris use the term too, which was deadly, you know, maybe the GDP is good. Maybe we're doing better than the Western European countries. But for the folks who can't pay their rent and for folks whose real income has gone down, that was not comforting. And I think that was just a total lack of awareness by folks who are doing well, that there are folks out there who aren't doing well, and citing macroeconomic statistics is not going to make them feel any better toward the end of the month when they're scrounging.
I think what's interesting is, and I had this conversation with folks and I raised this as a flag, is the way we talk about the economy, especially when people are like, the job numbers, or we have these new things that like are all great. But what happens if you don't feel reflected in those numbers, in that success of those numbers, you feel left out. You don't feel like you're being engaged. But then also just like the language we use. And I remember talking about this in the governor's race. An ambassador of ours had brought this up years ago, is that when people talk about the middle class, there are some people that don't even identify with even being in the working class or in the middle class. They're like, I'm low income. I don't even, middle is what I'm aspiring to be. So when people are talking about rebuilding the middle class, there are some folks I've talked to that don't even think that they're talking to them. And I think that's, I think campaigns mean well when they talk about the middle class. But if people are really struggling, middle class is a dream for them. They're like, I'm poor. I'm, you know, lower class even. And I think I saw a shift in how she talked about an opportunity economy, which I thought was helpful, but was that shift too late? Did people still feel that? Did they feel reflected in the phrase opportunity economy versus, you know, uplifting the middle class type of messages that we always hear?
And that was the predominant message from her convention speech, uplifting the middle class. That the middle class is the, you know, the basis of our economy for then. So as you pointed out, Angela Lang, anyone who doesn't see them in the middle class doesn't know where they fit in.
Opportunity doesn't speak to the urgency of the struggle of folks right now. You know, opportunity doesn't mean that I'm going to have some sort of immediate relief. And the tough thing for me is I was thinking about the child tax credit and how that did provide immediate relief, but that policy in itself still isn't associated enough with Democrats being the party that is fighting for us. So even when we have these policies, it's really hard for us to bring more folks in and build trust with working families. And I think a lot of it has to do exactly as Angela was talking about, the resonating message, the words, you know, I think we should absolutely have been talking more about rising costs. I don't think we talked enough about how low gas prices were under a Biden administration. And I wish we'd done a lot better job about public education. And there was no education policy that folks were talking about. And we know that strong public schools are strong communities. And this is an issue that has bipartisan support. And you saw it in referendums across the state where communities were fighting for their public schools.
Rep Hong, can you join us after the break or do you have to go?
I will absolutely join you after the break.
Oh, that's terrific. That's Rep Hong. We're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. We'll be right back.